We had a HIV/AIDS reflective forum at the beginning of March, and that involved all people coming from all our project countries in South Africa, Zambia, Kenya, and Brazil, etc., to discuss HIV/AIDS and stuff. So during the conference, we were talking and we spoke to people who had real life experience. And I think the conference was for 4 days, but it was very intense emotionally. There was Irish people who were HIV positive speaking. There was women who their brothers and sisters, they've lost them and they're looking after their siblings. So we decided that we needed to do something in the meantime while we're waiting for our official congregational line, what we're going to do in June when we have our chapter. So that's where the idea came from, to kind of walk in the light. So I got it from the Bible.
So you're asking nuns then to come along and walk or run in the mini marathon?
I'm not even just asking nuns, we're asking nuns and all their friends and people who are associated with the Sisters of Mercy, because I'm not a nun myself, but my friends are going to be going too. And there's so many people who believe in the work that they're doing. I mean, it's amazing when we're doing fundraising. I was doing fundraising recently for our famine in Kenya, and even our local businesses around Clondalkin area were so supportive of the work of the Sisters of Mercy. So I think when the sisters are walking in solidarity with people who are HIV positive, it sends a really strong message of their work out to the Irish people.
When you're out on the day of the mini marathon, are you going to do anything quirky or unusual? You know, are you going to get them to wear Nuns on the Run t-shirts or something?
I'd love to get them into Nuns on the Run t-shirts. I'd say we'll have to coax them along gently. And when they all arrive on the day, I'll just pull out this bag of t-shirts and they wear that. But some of them are really fit now. They'll be long gone ahead of me. I'll be stumbling along, walking in the background probably. But yeah, we'll definitely going to do something like that. But I'd say it'll take a little bit of coaxing.
And then the money you raise, I suppose, is going back into the projects, mainly the HIV projects.
Yeah, we're setting up a specific fund for this Women's Mini Marathon, and it's going to be HIV/AIDS Orphan Fund. And that's not just children who are orphaned in because of the virus, but it'll be their carers. Like, we have huge problems with grandmothers who are looking after their daughters, their sons' children, because they're gone. And the pressure that it puts on them financially and even on their bodies, like they're older people, it's time for them to kind of wind down. But also, I think we're going to try and use the opportunity to highlight that people aren't just infected through behavioural issues, that, you know, there's grandmothers being raped, there's people picking it up through bad health practices. So we shouldn't just look at it and think it's just one behavioural issue. And I think that's where the missionaries are coming in, to try and show the different causes, the different ways it affects people, and trying not to be judgmental, which is difficult for all of us, I guess.
I suppose a lot of people might speak out against the church, saying that, you know, they're not allowing people to use condoms and the like. You're now mentioning other behavioural aspects. I mean, what type of issues are you trying to highlight?
Well, I know it's a difficult area to understand, but I heard recently Father Michael Kelly speak. He's a Jesuit priest at Linking the Global and the Local Conference in Dublin City University. And I think he really made me understand the difference. And I work in the area. The behavioural issue is just one part of it. I think for 25 years, there's aid agencies are doing that kind of behaviour, those kind of things, and the virus is growing. It's doubled in number from, I think, 20 million in 1996 to 40 million at the moment. So obviously there's other issues, and I think that's where the missionaries come in. We're trying to integrate education policies with teaching children to be aware through their health service, not just behavioural issues. So that's something that we're growing, and that's something that we're going to decide in the summer how to strengthen.
And I know we always seem to think of AIDS as a problem that's out there and that's far away, but you mentioned at your conference there was a lot of Irish people speaking too. I mean, what are the statistics in Ireland of people who have AIDS?
Well, I think in Ireland the latest polls were taken in 2003, and there was about 3,000 at the time, but probably now, I mean, who knows? I don't know. In Africa, we say if you don't know your status and you haven't been tested, you don't know your situation. But maybe we can say that in Ireland. I mean, as a young Irish woman, that's something that scares me. How many of us are positive and we don't know?
So if people wanted to contact or wanted to get involved and run along with you, what would be the best way?
You can call us on Dublin number 467-3737 and speak to me, Barbara Ryan, or you can look up on the website. It's www.sistersofmercy.ie.